it started before Tuesday. I don't know. You know, it could be went back to yesterday's conference. Who knows? Upashidu, I didn't call Kiyai to Bezem. I did that already. Bezem of War Bechayas, who did? Rabbi Yenim Sharachuva, Sharal of Kosovo. Amr Yoimer Evan the Rabbi. The servant tells his master, Kol Ashetayim Alay Esses, Ulochi Dever Echad. I'll do everything you tell me besides one thing. Kvash Sober Oil Adonav Alav. That he's not a servant. That he's not a servant listens. A servant doesn't pick and choose. Lanizim Bechom Hashem Bechazawa, Ain't Kvach Shemaim Yoitzim Yizah. No greater honor of Shemaim. Much less of a Rambam, a Mechabed is a Tayra Gufa Mechubad al Abiyas, the Ein Kavad a Tayra Lass is a Pichukel Mishmadah. The Kavad a Tayra is to listen to it. You listen to Tayra, you're Mechabed Tayra. You don't listen to Tayra, you're not Mechabed Tayra. Olive Bates. He went from olive straight to tough. And I don't know what he decided to do, what he didn't decide to do, that I don't know. But he goes straight. Now he's up to next letters, Mem, Midas. Who's on? The last two are Tyra Tfila. That's tough.
That's acceptable?
Okay, we are up to Tana Rabbanan, which is about, it's the 14th line from the top. On Lamed Chesam Adbeis. I assume it's still 38B1, but it might already be 38B2, even though I doubt it.
B1.
Tana Rabbanan. Yesh Mekasha Esher V'chamishim Yayim. This is according to the two Tanoim who just said that Kushi can't be more than 2 weeks. According to them, a woman can be in labor pain for 26 days without giving birth. V'ein Ziv Ayla B'hem. And she can't and doesn't become a zava, but no longer than 26 days. Again, this is not birth. She didn't give birth yet, but she for 26 days can be involved in kushi, be labor pains for 26 days. Even according to the mandiamini that says it's a 2 week thing, but she won't become a zava. How? Take that. Shnayim beloyes. She starts her kushi 2 days during her 11 days of zivus. That's not enough to make her a ziva. Shiva nida. Then she becomes a nida for 7 days. So we're up to 9. Beishalacha nida. 2 after nida. That's 11. Again, she hasn't become a ziva yet. Vabo asur shavlad matayr. Then there's 14 days before birth. That's kushi. That can't become a ziva. Right? So therefore, you have 26 days. 25 days, 11 and 14, that she's not a zava. The Efsha should discuss Esther, but she's yoyim below blood, late day Elis Mazayv. But to go 26 days without giving birth, according to these Tanoim, is impossible. Because Kushi's only 2 weeks. So the minute you go past 2 weeks of Kushi, and she didn't give birth right away, then there was a break in between, and that she becomes a zava. Right, because we say labor pain has to lead up to birth. It didn't if she went past 25 days. Frank de Guevara, Beloy Vlad. Right, Beloy Vlad, with less than 90, what do you mean without a baby? She's not giving birth, this lady? What do you mean? She can't go 26 days without a baby. Without a baby, she can't go more than 3 days. This whole thing is built on the fact that she's got a baby. We're being concentrating on the Lashon HaBraita.
Well, she can't
come one that
to
become a zava. Yeah, but it says beloy vlad. That's must mean she's not carrying a baby. So if she's not carrying a baby, there's no kuchi. So then she can't even go 25 days. Again, can we give the Gemara a chance to explain itself? I'm a big believer in letting the Gemara talk. Beloy vlad, but less than amisagi. Rabbi Shay says, Aimah b'mokim sheyesh vlad. Doesn't mean beloy vlad. Means when there is a baby. Amalei Rava, Vavavloi Vlad Ktani. It says no baby. Elo Amalei Rava Hachi Kamar. The evidence that this guy should ask him if she's him yoyim b'mokim she yes Vlad, it's impossible for her to have labor pains for 26 days when there is a baby, Vloi Tei Yeletis B'zayv. And not be a Yeletis B'zayv. Meaning, Vloi Vlad means she can't be a Yeletis without, she can't go 26 days, Beloy Vlad meaning without being a Yeletis B'zayv. See, the word Beloy Vlad seems to indicate that she's not something. Either she doesn't have a baby, but that doesn't make any sense. So it means she can't go 26 days without giving birth. That's what Beloy Vlad means. Without being a Zavah. And when there's no baby, it's a miscarriage, with plus and non yavi. There is no kishui pottering by nefel. We said that before. Miscarriages, labor before a miscarriage will not be torn from zivus. Only labor before a live birth. And it's interesting, I said a live birth. I'm not sure. It might even be a deceased birth, but a full-term birth. I don't know what the word nefel is used here. Usually in the Gemara, nefel means a non-complete baby. But when you have a baby that's born not alive, after a complete term, I don't know if the Gemara calls. I don't know if the Gemara calls that nephil. Yes. Yes and no. But you said, okay. A baby that can't make it to 30 days is not considered a viable birth. So it's like a stillbirth.
The viability is defined retroactively.
I understand that. Again, I don't know if in this halacha of ain kuchil in the problem. That's all I'm saying. Again, I'm only saying again that in this Gemara, I don't know what the word nefel means. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And I still don't know. It might be true that even a stillbirth is called a nefel for this halacha. I don't know. As far as that. Rashi. I'm sorry?
The term miscarried fetus. When does the baby not become a fetus?
When it's born, usually, no.
It's up until the baby's born.
Again, you're being medayek in the lesson of Rabbeinu Atzko. I'm not.
I just wanted to
channel now. I have no idea. Rashi. So, Rashi, yes, Makasha, Sharaya Chofeim Yoim, Ben Kushi, Ben Sufi. In the 25 days, it can be labor, it could even not be labor at points. Shnayim Belayas can be 2 days without being in the Nida days, besides the Nida, Beis Lacha, Nida, Beloy Kushi. But you doubt the Kushi, Reb Yisrael, Reb Shimon. Now the truth is, we could have had more. We could have said she gave birth at the end of 25, and that gives her another 80, so she's up to 105. And then another 9. She could have had 114. But we're not interested in the birth and post-birth, like we did in the previous Gemaras. The Yisrael, Reb Kashuk, Reb Yisrael, Tei Zaba. Shavlad ain't a Matar, you doubt Yoyim Hasmukim Leleda. The Vlad is only Matar 14 days that are next to the Leda. So then she'll have 3 days between Nidus and labor. You can only give 2 weeks of Kushi, and therefore any more than that is not Kushi. It means there's no baby. It's not their labor. So the answer to the Gemara means, life lot means without giving birth now. Doesn't mean without a baby. She had a baby, but if it didn't give birth after 25 days, that means it wasn't labor pains, she becomes a Zava. Zav the Mishnah Vajra. Hamakasha betoich shmeinim shon rekeva. Okay, now here we get involved. And a woman that is in labor during the Meitara. Now, Rashi says that can happen one of two ways. Now, again, we just said that miscarriages have no heter of labor pain. We said that. She's in Yemei Tara. She's in her days that even if she didn't have labor pain, her blood's tahor. We're talking about a woman within the 66 days of Tara. She got pregnant. She went into labor. And then miscarried. The question is that blood tame or tar? It's not damtara on the regular that comes without labor pain. This came with labor pain, but a labor pain that's not tahor. This came with a labor pain that doesn't is not called blood that's tahor because it doesn't result in a live birth. And we only said the labor pain considers tahor when it results in a live birth. That's one case. So we want to know the status of this woman now. She's in her days of Tara. But the blood she's seeing is caused by labor. How does that affect her now in the days of Tara?
First
climate. Yeah. 100%. Number one. Number two, the second case of Rashi is in the case that we had earlier in the Masechta about Reb Chiya's wife that gave birth 2.5 months apart. You remember, Reb Chiya's wife had twins. One was born in the 7th and one was born at the end of the 9th. Yehuda v'Cheskia, they were brothers, the kids of Reb Chiya, they were born parts. So this lady had a birth. Then she was in the days of Tara, and she went into labor for her second birth. And she went into labor for the second birth, right? The question is, right, what is the status of that blood? Meaning, is labor blood tahor in the days of Tara? But now, I mean, I'm going to say something that probably I might have to back down, but I don't think I will. This labor pain resulted in another birth in the second case. And had this been at the beginning, she would have been tar, because it's labor pain within 2 weeks or within a month or with whatever it is. But in days of Tara, we want to know whether that Xeris HaKosov that says labor pain does not make her a Zava, does that apply during the days of Tara? So that's why we're going to learn this Gemara. You're 100% right. Logically speaking, you make 100% sense. But let's see the Gemara. Hamakasha b'tayach shmeinim shonakeva. Kol damim shiraya tahirim. A woman that gives birth during the days of Tara, she miscarries during the days of Tara, becomes Tameh. Starts a new cycle. She has a new birth. She gets 14 days of Tumah and then 66 days of Tara. So birth will cancel Yemei Tara. A woman that gave birth and 3 months later, 2 months later, miscarries, it's over. Yemei Tara are over. She starts Yemei Tumah right now. That's a fact. She stopped. She had birth now. We start again. Rashi. Hamakasha Tayach Shmainim. Shinis Abra Bimei Tayar. She became pregnant during the Tara days. Oy, Shinis Tay Vlad Achel Chavei Rebeit Chadoshim Bechaitzi. Or the baby delayed after the other baby 2.5 months. Echad Nigmer Tzurasa Be'em Tashvi. One got complete in the middle of the 7th month. The Yechad Nigmer Tzurasa L'Sayv Chi, and one got finished at the end of 9 months. K'may said Yehuda V'chizkiya B'nei Reb Chiya. Tahirin, the Chol Taich Melois Habidam Tayar. It's during the Tara day that's called Melois, B'mois Yemei Tahara. That's the perfect way of expressing days of Tara. B'mois Yemei Tahara. When she finishes Yemei Tahara. So we call it Yemei Melois.
14 and 66 business, even with a miscarriage?
Yes. Yes. Reb Lezer Matame. I didn't get to that in the Mishnah yet. Reb Lezer Matame. So Trashi Nida. Because remember, the first thing she becomes is a Nida. She doesn't become a Zava, but she hasn't been a Nida yet. So here she is in Yemei Tara, and she goes into labor, and she sees blood, she becomes a Nida. That's what Reb Lezer says. She doesn't become a Zava because she hasn't been a Nida yet. The Bekivin, the Bekushita, Dr. Gabashi, Reb Eliezer says, since this is caused by labor, Lav Dam Tayaru, this is not Dam Tara. Elamahmas Vlad Shebemeah. This is caused because of the baby. Umizibahu the Tar. The Torah only said that labor pain can't make her a Zava. I would may need a Nida. Meaning, what Reb Eliezer is saying is, stop. Yes, this woman, if she sees blood, is tar during her 66 days. But this is not caused by the previous birth. This is blood that's coming about because of the future birth. Her previous birth, obviously, has been overtaken by her new pregnancy. And now she's in labor for her future birth, not for her previous birth. Now, what happens to a woman that who hasn't given birth yet, and she sees blood during pregnancy with labor pain? She becomes a nida. The heter for kushi was only for zivus, but nida she becomes. So she becomes a nida now too. What do you mean? So because she's in the days of Tara, but this blood is not days of, this is not blood of Tara. This is blood that's caused by next birth. It's kushi. And there's no heter kushi be made nida.
Rabbi
Eliezer. So this is the machlokes. Rabbanan say she's in the days of Tara. Nothing makes her tamei besides childbirth or miscarriage. She's in the days of Tara. She can bleed for any reason. Makes no difference. And Rabbi Eliezer says, not true. The Torah gave her Yimei Tara for blood of Tara. This is obviously not the blood of Tara because it's being caused by labor. And what happened to a woman that was in labor the first pregnancy? She would have become an Ida. Everybody agrees to that. The only only point we were talking about was Zivas. This is Nida. So she becomes an Ida. Amru Lai Reb Eliezer. So they said to Reb Eliezer. Now they made a Kal V'Chomer. I'll read it. I'll explain it. I'll try to explain it. Ma b'malkim shehechmer b'dam ha-sufi, heiku b'dam ha-kushi. Malkim shehechmer b'dam ha-sufi, ein adin shehechmer b'dam ha-kushi. Marach a woman who is not in the days of Tara, a woman that's pregnant, if she sees blood without labor, right, she becomes tamei. Nida. But if she sees blood with labor after nidus, she doesn't become a zava. Let me say it better. A woman without being pregnant sees blood in pregnancy, first for nida, then she sees zivus, becomes a zava. This is a woman, she's pregnant, she saw blood, she became a nida for 7 days. Then she saw blood for 3 days, she becomes a zava. Sufi. I said Sufi. No labor. That's what Sufi means. No, labor never started. I'm giving you the case. Again. So let me try to explain. Again. A woman who's pregnant, who's not having labor pain, sees blood, she becomes a nida. Sees blood, after the days of nida, she becomes a zava. If this same thing happens to a woman that's in her Tara days, she sees blood, no labor pain, she's Tahar. She doesn't become an Ida, she doesn't become a Zava. Right? It's a fact. She's in the days of Tara.
Again.
A woman who's pregnant, during her pregnancy, no labor pain. She sees blood, she becomes an Ida. She finishes an Ida and she sees blood, she becomes a Zava. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
However, if this would happen with labor pain, she would not become a zava. So this is a woman that without labor pain would be a zava. And with labor pain, she's not a zava. So now, let's go to the woman be made Tara. Without labor pain, she's Tahar. She never became a nida, she never became a zava. She's in the days of Tara. No labor pain, she's tar. A woman during those 66 days can bleed and it doesn't mean anything. So you want to tell me with labor pain, she's worse off than the woman who without labor pain was tamei, but with labor pain is tar. And this woman who without labor pain is tar, but with labor pain will be tamei? It doesn't make any sense. The woman who without labor pain was totally tar. I'm sorry, totally tamei. Nida, Zava, the whole 9 yards. But when she has labor pain, that makes her not Tamei Zivas. So now the woman that without labor pain is totally Tar. So in logic, she's the more Tar Dika one than her friend. And yet when she goes into labor, she becomes Tamei. So labor makes it worse for her than it did for the first woman. That's the Tainara, that's the Kal V'Chomer. Nevertheless, it doesn't make sense. You're treating the woman who's tar worse than the woman who would be tamei.
Labor doesn't make it more contributed to the...
Again, you want to answer? That's why we have a Gemara here. But I'm just trying to explain what... See, my job is not to pick sides. My job is not to paskin. My job is to try to explain what the Gemara says. I'm trying to explain what the Rabbanan said. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not picking sides. I'm not paskining, and I'm not screaming at anybody. I'm just trying to explain what the Rabbanan said. I'm Rulay Rebbez. Marach in a place when the woman is not in labor, we're strict. We make her a zava. We make her a nida first and a zava afterwards. Heiku b'dam akushi. But if that came with labor pain, she doesn't become a zava. That means labor pain made things lighter, not stricter. So welcome to Heiku b'dam asufi, a woman that's in the days of Tara, who without labor doesn't become tameh. So labor pain is going to treat her worse? Why? Doesn't make sense. Labor is supposed to be something that makes her less tame, not more tame. That's what they told Rabbi Eliezer. This is a rule on a Kal Vachomer. You can never have the result stricter than any of the parts of the given. The givens were that a woman who's not in days of Tara, labor makes her tar. That was a given. And therefore, you made a Kal Vachomer that the woman who's in the days of Tara, for sure labor shouldn't make her tummy. That's what they told Rabbi Eliezer. They teach that to them. No. This woman... Labor doesn't make her tar be made neither. The woman you started with, that's not in the days of Tara. She becomes tame when she has labor, and neither. It only helps her in the maze of Zava. Doesn't help her in the maze of Nida. So how can you tell me that the woman who's in the days of Tara shouldn't become a neither? You started with a given that she does become a neither. What was your svara? That the woman in the days of Tara, who she doesn't make her a zava, stop. But does it make her an either? Yes. So how can you go along and say that during the days of Tara, who she shouldn't make her an either? Your basis was something that made an either. You started off with a woman that did become an either during Kushi. All she didn't become is a zava. Okay, I agree that this woman in Tara won't become a zava, but she becomes an either. How can you make this case more lenient than this thing you started with? You started with something to prove that Kushi is a leniency, not for Nida. That's called Daya Labam and Adin Lias Kenidin. A Kal Vachomer, the result of a Kal Vachomer can be different, either more strict or more lenient, than the thing that you gave, the givens gift that you started with. The given started here was that a woman that's not in the days of Tara, Kushi doesn't make her a Zava. But it does make her an Ida. And you wanted to come up with a result that Kushi shouldn't even make her an Ida. Can't do that. Because then you're making this woman more lenient than the woman you started off with. Some trashy. Reb Lezer. I'm saying, Hechmer B'dam HaSufi. I don't know, did I do the right? Yeah, I did. So, Hechmer B'dam HaSufi, then Shari Yeledis. Sharaya Grimu B'Sufi, the Yoga, Harizu Yeledis, the Zayf. After she was a Nida, she sees 3 days without plague, she's a Zayf. Heiku B'dam HaKushi, the Tara Mizayva. But if she had labor, we'd say she's not a Zayva. So, Malkim Sheheiku B'dam HaSufi, the Tara, Mikol Tuma, Rokhech Malayf. During the 66 days, she sees blood, she's not a Nida, she's not a Zayva, she's fine. So why should we make her a nida? It's labor pain. Labor pain is more lenient than non-labor pain. And by non-labor pain, this woman doesn't become a tummy at all. So labor pain can't make her tummy. And Rabbi Eliezer's response is, "Daya l'bam min adin, k'ran kushi shotayach malayis, shatim l'meidim mikushi d'alma." You're comparing the labor pain during the 66 days to labor pain elsewhere. We agree with you. It should be whatever it is, not important. But why would anybody text me at 6:20 in the morning? Anyway, but labor pain can't be more, you're right. Labor pain will not be, you can't make it more lenient. The woman does become an Ida when she's not in the days of Tara. So how can you say the labor pain here won't make her an Ida? Now, you can hear the logic on both sides. The Rabbanon are saying, how can you make labor pain stricter than non-labor pain? Think.
Blood.
How can you know? If blood is tamei when it's not in labor, and has some kind of tara when in labor, some kind. So to say that the woman whose regular blood is tar becomes tamei when it's a more lenient type of blood. It is a more lenient type of blood because it doesn't make her a zava. So my mother is saying, listen, which is more lenient? Blood with labor or blood without labor? For a regular woman that's not in the days of Tara, blood without labor. I mean, blood with labor is more lenient. So now, by this woman in Tara, you're making the blood with labor more strict. And Rabbi Lanza says, that's very nice. You figured it out. But the bottom line is, does there any leniency in Nita? No. She can't pass on a leniency in Nita. That's all. That's what's happening in this Mishnah. Now, what's going to happen to Gemara? Oh, okay. I finally got what he wanted. Okay. What's going to happen in this Gemara now is we're going to play around with Kal Vachomers. If anybody has learned Baba Kama, the Gemara does that there. It means we try to persuade Rabbi Eliezer by using a different kind of Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Eliezer comes back and says, the bottom line is you're still making it more lenient. I don't care how you word your Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara is going to try to word the Kal Vachomer one way, and he's going to say nope, and they're going to say, so try this Kal Vachomer. The bottom line is going to be that you're going to make one more lenient than the other. And he comes back and says, I don't care how you word your Kal Vachomer. The bottom line is the same. So the Gemara is going to try one Kal Vachomer, and then the Gemara is going to say, so try a different Kal Vachomer. It's, again...
Support Rabbi Eliezer?
What?
Trying to defend Rabbi Eliezer?
No. We're trying to show Rabbi Eliezer that our Kal Vachomer makes sense, that you can't have a woman stricter it was kushi than was not kushi. And his response is always going to be, but the bottom line is it doesn't help for Nita. So let's see how the Gemara does this. Tana Rabbana, Teishev. Says, Teishev al Dmei Tahara. L'Rabba is Hamakasha B'Tayach Shemayim Shonakeva Shekol Dama Shuraya Kahirim. Atzi Yetzav Lot. Rabbana learned now from Teishev that no matter how she sees the blood in the 80 days, during the days of Tara, she's Tahara. So they have a pasuk. The pasuk says they're right. That without Kal Vachomer. The pasuk says, Teishev. No matter how she sees the blood, with labor, without labor, during 66 days, she is Tahara. Rabbi Eliezer Matameh. He doesn't use Teishev for there. And the Gemara is going to ask what he does with Teishev. Explain Teishev according to him differently. Frank the Gemara, Amru Leila Rabbi Eliezer. And now they're going to try the Kal Vachomer. I'm sorry. It says Achiyetavlat. Chitaira Achiyetavlat. Rashi. Let's just do Rashi along with the Gemara. Teishev Atmei Tahara. Achiyetavlat. Yotzavlat. Tamei Aleda. However, a new baby starts a new cycle. Fine. Rabbi Eliezer Matame. Amru Leila Rabbi Eliezer. So they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ma B'mokim Shehechmer B'Sufi. Let's follow this Kal Vachomer. Madach in a place where we're stricter with non-labor blood. Shilifnei vlad, before a berith. Heiku b'shufi shilachna vlad, but we're more lenient with non-labor blood after birth. Meaning, non-labor blood is stricter before birth than it is after birth. Before birth, it's a regular lady, and after birth, it's days of Tara. Malkum sheheiku b'kushi shilifnei vlad, where we're lenient in labor pain before birth, if we're more lenient by non-labor pain, which is stricter than labor pain before the baby, for sure she'd be more lenient after the baby by labor pain. Because doesn't that show us that labor pain is more lenient than non-labor pain? So how could you say labor pain makes her tar and non-labor pain blood doesn't make her tummy? I mean, labor pain makes her tummy and non-labor pain doesn't make her tummy. Listen, that labor, that when you're talking about a woman before blood, it's only for zivus. Neither she becomes. The Tyrell, I can't help you. And that lady that you're talking about does become an Ida. So how am I supposed to derive from here that labor pain can't make her an Ida? Exactly. No, it's not the same Kavukhaim as the Mishnah. Same idea, but worded differently. The way it's worded here is, your stricture with non-labor pain blood, you're in the before birth, and you're lenient after birth. So when you're lenient before birth, you should for sure be lenient after birth. That's the way the Kavu Kaima was worded. Again, it's going to be very technical. It's the same Kavu Kaima, worded differently. The first Kavu Kaima the Gemara brings is if you're stricter before birth for non-labor birth, for non-labor blood, than after birth. So how can you be stricter? So how can you say that at labor blood before birth is tar, so for sure after birth it should be tar? Because we see after birth is lenient than before birth. We see that by non-labor blood. That only worked for tumah ziva before birth. Rashi. That's right, Rashi's on the next Gemara. Amr Lehem said to him, Harana Meshivan Lachlash and Achar. We'll learn the Kavu Kaima a little differently. We're not going to learn out labor from labor, which we did now. We said, if non-labor is Kameh and here it's Tar, so labor, what's Tar here, is for sure Tar here. That means the direct derivation was labor from labor. One was setting the ground that non-labor pain before is stricter and after is more lenient. So labor, which before is more lenient, for sure should be more lenient after. So the direct Kavu Kaima was from labor to labor. And he answered them, labor only was Matai from Ziva, not from Nida. So how can you derive labor from labor? So they said, fine, we won't derive labor from labor. We'll word the Kavu Kaima differently. We'll say as follows. The given is as follows. Before the baby, non-labor pain is kameh, labor pain is tar. Somewhat tar. That's the given. So now, by afterbirth, where non-labor pain is tar, for sure, labor pain should be tar. So the direct Kavu Kaima is not from labor to labor, but from non-labor to labor.
Wording is better.
Because if they want to say that if you word it differently, you can't say dayai. Dayai only goes on the direct Kavu Kaima, not on the given. That's what they're telling you.
But the given is always being
kicked. Again, Amar Lehem, Afilat Meshivim Kalayim, even if you do this all day, Dayai Labam and I didn't listen it. Remarkum, Mimahe Kola. So Rashi tries to explain what they wanted to do. We're not directly making the Kavu Kaima from the labor before to the labor after. That we said before, if you're more lenient before, for sure you should be more lenient after. Then you can say daya, lukuchi shalach, release lukuchi shalafanav. Then we say daya because it's direct on the Kavu Kaima. We're learning from kushi to kushi. So our answer is, can be better than the kushi before. Right? You're lenient with the non-labor. So the direct Kavu Kaima is from non-labor to labor. The hashti yall of kuchi shalakum the tar legamri. The lekula maybe me mahekum and tumaziva could come up. You can't answer, but that's only from tumaziva because sufi is tar completely. We're learning the Kavu Kaima from non-labor to labor, not from labor to labor. The bottom line is the Kavach HaYomer is built on the fact that labor before is star. It's still part of the Kavach HaYomer. Dr. Gemara Amarava. In this, Rabbi Eliezer had a winning taina over the Rabbanan. Why? Lav amitu dama dama machmas atma v'loy machmas vlad. Didn't you say by a woman that's not in days of Tara? Didn't you say that when it says dama, not because of the baby, right? Not because of the baby. You said that it's not right, and that was only for days of zivus. Elchanami mimtara mimkor dameha machmas atma v'loy machmas vlad. Meaning, what Rabbi Ezra is saying is that the drasha of Dama was only for Zivus, so the drasha of Dama, which says that the May Tara is Tar, is only for Zivus, not for Nidus. Track the Gemara, Ema b'may Nida, Nida b'may Ziva Tahira. Amakra Teshev, Yeshiva Akas Lukulon. The Gemara is asking a new kasha. Now, this is something we didn't say yet. What would Rabbi Eliezer say in this woman? She's in her days of Tara. She goes into labor and sees blood. She becomes a Nida. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. Doesn't make a Nida, she becomes. She finishes her Nidus and she goes into labor now. Does she become a Zava or not? Now, here, she was a Nida. Rabbi Eliezer said that Kavach HaYomer didn't help us for Nida. But Rabbi Eliezer never said that she doesn't become a Zava. It's mashmah, the Gemara understands Rabbi Eliezer saying that this lady in days of Tara will become a Nida and then become a Zava. Her labor pain will not save her from Zivas. And our question is, for that, the Kavach HaYomer is adequate. You answer the Rabbanan why the Kavach HaYomer can't save her from Nida. But why should she become a Zava? You're making her stricter than the one before the birth. Because the Gemara understands Rabbi Eliezer is not only making her a Nida, but he's saying if she continues labor, she becomes a Zava. Unlike the woman that didn't give birth yet. Why? Eima b'may Nida, Nida b'may Ziva Tahira.
With Kushi.
We're saying Rabbi Eliezer holds that she becomes a Nida, that's what he said, and that she becomes a Zava also. And the Gemara wants to know why that is true.
Why she works.
That's the kasha. Exactly. Thank you.
He didn't say it,
but the Gemara understands that from him. Rabbi Eliezer Metame, the Gemara understands both Nida and Ziva. Again, I don't know why the Gemara understood it that way.
How do you know that? Rashi said that?
Right.
But the Kabbalah of Dayo, worse.
That's the kasha. Again, you're repeating the Gemara's kasha.
Even Dayo, he said that.
Again, let's go back again. That's the Gemara's kasha. Thank you. You're saying the Gemara's kasha is so obvious, how can he say it differently, right?
Yeah.
That's the Gemara's kasha. It's so obvious. Zakrashi, Eimim b'mei Nida Nida, Rabbi Eliezer Parach. Even the Islay Dayai, Loidu Miyam b'mei Ziva Tahirik, Kikuchi Shulavanav. Why should she become a Zava? K'gan Rasa B'kuchi Shiva Yamim Rishayinim Tei Tameya. 7 days she should be Tamei, B'im Rasa Yaiti Adam Tar. Let her go to the mikvah for her Nida days, and now she should be fine. No different than the one before birth. It's exactly the Gemara's kasha. You're repeating the Gemara's kasha.
I don't know where he said it.
Again, I also don't know where he said it. But the Gemara says he said it. Honestly, I didn't see it in the Lashon HaGemara either. In the Lashon HaMishnah. I think it's in the word he said, Metame. And for the Gemara, Amakra, Teshev, Yeshiva Akas Lukula. The Torah says, Teshev Ad-Dmei Tara. Whatever the halacha is for something in Dmei Tara, is halacha for all of Dmei Tara. The Torah wrote Exeris Akasiv to equate all days of Tara are created equal.
According to
Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, and Rabbanan also used Teshev the opposite way. That all days of Tara created equal, that she doesn't become Tamei. Rabbi Eliezer holds that she does become Tamei for Nida, Teshev says she becomes Tamei for Ziva as well. Rashi, Teshev, Yeshiva Akas Lekulam, I Kulam Tahirin, I Kulam Tameya. So even though logically speaking, Rabbi Eliezer agrees she shouldn't become a Zava, but the Torah says if she becomes a Nida, she becomes a Zava. Matame, okay. That's how I understood it. That it's from the word matame. Dr. Mishnevik, the test is up to here. That's why at the top of the test it said Lamed Chesam at Beis, because it's up to here. I'm just going to start the next Mishnah, and we'll really do it next week. Kol Akadasa Yoyim Becheskes Tahara. During 11 days, so a regular knee woman, let's go back to a regular healthy woman. She sees blood, she's in need for 7 days. The next 11 days, you don't have to worry about her becoming tummy. Don't have to worry about it. There's no reason to worry that a woman will see dam in those 11 days. A regular, healthy woman doesn't see dam in those 11 days. If she does, something's wrong. Might be spiritually wrong, but something's wrong. So Rashi, Kalacha dasayay makra anidus, Yisrael menes becheskes tara. But Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara is going to explain the Mayokasa. For what purpose? Who cares? The Gemara is going to answer, I'm going to cheat, that she doesn't have to check herself during those 11 days. At the beginning of the Masechta, we said a woman has to check herself every morning and every night. And right, and if she finds herself tummy, she has to go back 24 hours. During those 11 days, she doesn't have to check herself. No woman sees during those 11 days.
How do you come as up?
If she saw.
But you don't see.
No. Most women see when they see blood. Today, women don't check themselves every day, and for some reason, they realize when they have a period, right? You're right. A regular woman is aware of it when she becomes aware of it.
It
could be Agasha. Right. God, it's amazing how different people teach the halacha. I just got a call this week from a girl that got married, I don't know, a month and a half ago, I think. She said, I had two college teachers, she tells me. One college teacher told me, there's no such thing as hargasha. Don't worry about it. There's no such thing as hargasha. No woman today has hargasha. Don't worry about it. If you feel something, ignore it. Don't make yourself crazy. Okay. The other college teacher told her, no. Amazing. There is hargasha. And the first three times you feel something, you have to go do a bdika. If the first three times you do the bdika and everything's fine, you establish a chazaka that the feeling you have is not argasha, something like that. I can't even talk what the college teacher said. What do I do? She asked. I said, are you married? She said, yes. I said, do you have a husband? She said, yes. So I said, why don't you ask your husband what he was taught how long it is? Why are you asking me? And the answer is, he's a newlywed that's going crazy, doesn't care how to figure things out. They're all nervous when they get married. Who knows what they're missing? Right? and my husband's class and teacher. I said, if you would have asked me before your college teachers, I would have told you, don't worry about Agasha. But you're asking me now that you heard from two college teachers. What do you want me to say?
Well,
yeah, but her husband. I said, you have a husband now. I can't pass when you have a husband. Your husband should have a rav, and let him ask his rav, and let him pass him there. You can't ask me. I tell this to all married ladies. Don't ask me shyless when you have a husband. He has a rav. You have to go with his rav, not with me. Unless you have permission from your husband to ask. Yeah, but my husband is going to be all anxious and newlywed. They're married for a month and a half. You know what I mean? The poor lady. but this is what happens, right? Here's what happens. One college teacher teaches this way, one college teacher teaches this way, and the poor young girl is totally confused. Again, because there's nothing wrong with it, because some people say one thing or something the other way. This is the way it happens. Everybody's having a wonderful day.